Bring the show up. I'm very pleased to welcome to the show the people from one of my favorite theater places in the entire world. Okay, although I have a very small world, I have to remind you. Okay. And that is, I'm pleased to welcome to the show Jose Luis Valenzuela, who's the program director, or who is from the LATC, the LA Theater Center, all right? And people know we've had him on before. We've had a lot of people from there, from the shows they put on. And I'm also joining him, and I'm really happy to have her because I've never met her before, and I've never spoken to her before, so she's going to, like, just, like, charge ahead, right? Celine Santiago. Celine, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And Jose Luis is the artistic director of the Latino Theater Company.
That's right. I was going to get to that. There you go. Jose Luis, welcome.
Thank you, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And you?
Very good. Thank you.
Yes. All right. Well, let's jump into this because what you have set up right now, what people should know is there is about to be a massive, what is it, in a week it starts, right?
Yeah, November 2nd on Thursday.
And it's a massive, massive festival of theater and in every possible thing you could imagine going on there. So why don't you, Jose Luis, give people a sense of what this is overall?
Well, what it is, it's an encuentro, which is a theater festival where people mainly perform and encounter themselves and the different cultural backgrounds and political issues that theater companies are representing from different countries and from different cities in the United States. We're bringing 14 companies from around the Americas, the continent, not necessarily just the United States. In Colombia, Cuba, Peru, Mexico, Canada, and around eight companies from the United States, San Francisco, New York, Texas. So it's really an amazing event because, as you know, Michael, in the times when we've been criminalized, Latinos in the United States, I think it's really important to bring our counterparts from other parts and be able to dialogue about what are the issues that affect us all and how the arts and the theater reflect that and create pieces of theater that can help the larger community to engage with whatever issues are happening right now.
Mm-hmm. One thing, now Celine and I were talking before we got in touch with you, and one of the things we both thought would be really important for you to talk about, because this thing, what you're describing, is such an amazing thing. I mean, when you sit down, when I sat down and started reading about it, I was like, whoa, this is going to be something that's sort of, it's unparalleled in a certain sense, I think. It's sort of, you know, on every different level. So why don't you give people an idea of, okay, what is it that is actually going to happen? I mean, you have all these groups. It's not just people coming in and doing things, but you have different types of theater going on. What is it that inspired you to do this?
Well, I think what inspired the company to do this was the idea that in order to understand where we're going and what the future is in our communities, we have to understand the work that people are doing in their own communities and how they're accessing knowledge and information in order to create theater pieces that you know, again, that create dialogue. So right now, this has been a 10-year process. We did one in 2014, which was a national one, in order for us to find out what was happening with the Latino theater about the United States. And now this one is, okay, so now where do we come from? What are the people that from our own countries are doing in the theater and in their communities for us to either reassure what we're doing, for us to investigate different forms, for us to find out how they're feeling about the United States and our own role that we play. And the next one will be in 2020 is, you know, where are we going? Mm-hmm. What type of theater do we need to do to engage the community in a better way?
Mm-hmm. So you're already planning out 2020, huh?
We're already talking about 2020.
Wow. All right, hang on just a minute, Jose. Celine, You're the programming director at LATC, right?
Right.
And so why don't you tell us a little bit about, I mean, I'll tell you what, when I looked at the what was scheduled here, mm-hmm. first I looked at and I saw, okay, well, this is interesting. It's got this theater. And then by the time I got like two pages into it, I was like, damn, this is like an arc full of artists
yes.
coming in. So let's talk about what's being presented and why.
What's being presented and why. So something that I think would be interesting for folks to know about is the process in which, you know, these different artists and theater companies were invited to participate in Encuentro de las Américas. And we are producing this in association with the Latinx Theater Commons. And we developed a committee. So there was 12 folks, half of which were from the Latinx Theater Commons, half of which were the Latino Theater Company. We had put out an RFP. We got all these applications. And then it was, a scoring rubric. And we reviewed the top 20. And from there, we decided that instead of 10, which is what we were originally going to bring, we opened it up to 12, which then grew to 14. Just because we had so many great applications, and it's so hard to say, oh, you know, we're only going to stick to our 10 number here. So we did that. And, there were some things that we definitely kept in mind, which was, you know, we wanted a representation of the Americas. So we were looking at Canada, we were looking at the United States, we were looking at Mexico, and then Central and South America, as well as the Caribbean. So we wanted to be very mindful about making sure that we had a good swath and voice from all these different countries. So, you know, there was some kind of looking geographically, then there was also topically. We have some shows that are, you know, I use this one as a reference a lot just because I think it's interesting. I mean, they're all interesting, but Night Swimming from Canada is a one-woman show, and she is Chilean, but she grew up in Canada. And she's giving a monologue about her experience growing up in a dance hall and a dance salon with her parents. And, you know, so it's people on their feet. You're going to be on your feet the entire time dancing. So she's teaching a salsa class while she's giving this monologue about her experience. And there's a DJ with her who's, you know, providing all the tunes that everyone's dancing to. So that's really interesting. You know, we have some other shows from Latin America that are, three of them actually, that are adaptations of one is a Greek classic, which is, you know, the Odyssey. And then there's two American adaptations, excuse me, I shouldn't say two American, Strindberg's Miss Julie, and then Lynn Nottage's Intimate Apparel that's coming from Peru. And that is a group of Afro-Latinos, which is also very interesting because we don't often hear that voice. We don't often get to see their work. And it was, you know, I remember us talking a lot about that application and saying, wow, this is a really interesting group. You know, it's very interesting that they're choosing an American play to adapt. And we wanted that voice to be part of the festival because, as Jose Luis was saying, you know, this is an encounter. It is about, you know, having all these different discussions about what it means to be, you know, Latinx in the United States, what it means to be Latin American, and also unpacking those labels. Like, what does that mean? You know, is someone from Peru or Colombia or Cuba going to understand what Latinx is? And if they don't, how do we have these discussions? You know, where are the places that we align? Where are the places that we don't align? What are the challenges? And just being very open to having those maybe sometimes challenging conversations. So as far as the companies that are coming, they're all very different. Some of them are, you know, very experimental, and some of them are comedies, and some of them are dramas. But they're all wonderful, and I'm super, super excited to see all of them. How I'm going to see all 14 shows, I still have to work out my own personal schedule, but I am very excited.
Yeah, I was thinking about that myself. I was like, how could you possibly do that? But here's one, too, because there's actually something very, very different in terms of the use of space mm-hmm. in the theater now, which is like I found that really fascinating, this idea of that all of the various rooms that people don't normally see are actually going to be home for one play or another. Let's talk about that a little.
So there's five main stage shows, what we're calling main stage. So those are the 14 companies. And then we also have a micro festival, which is the Los Angeles-based companies that applied, which we received very many. We received over 20-something applications from Los Angeles alone. And, you know, the Latino Theater Company being from Los Angeles and having a show in the festival, we could only choose one other Los Angeles show. And that's always kind of a little painful because we're friends and colleagues with these people, you know. And so what we decided was to create a micro festival within the festival. And so we reached out to all of the LA companies and we said, hey, would you be interested in doing this? And we got 12 of them came back to us and said, yeah, we will be part of this. And so those, that part, the, it's called Patas Arriba, and the Patas Arriba is within the different spaces of the Los Angeles Theater Center. So we're using, you know, the building itself is 100 years old and it used to be a bank. So there's still a vault in there. So we're using the vault space. We're using this really creepy tunnel that connects that connects one of the theaters from stage left to stage right that the actors use. You know, we're using our what we call the Founders Room, which is essentially a conference room, and we're also using the actors' green room. So it's going to be really interesting. There are two cycles, one at 9:30 and 9:50. So after the end of the evening shows, people will be, you know, lining up if they bought a ticket. It only, the capacity is 20. So it's a very few group of people who can experience this because the spaces are relatively small. And they're going to be led with by a host. It's almost like a, you know, a haunted tour, as it were, kind of going in the seedy underbelly of the Los Angeles Theater Center, which is very, it's a very large place, and it's, you can get lost very easily.
Jose Luis, did you know about the seedy underbelly? You never told me about it, man.
Well, if you come to Patas Arriba, you will experience the seedy underbelly. So it's going to be, it's really interesting. So these 12 companies, we're breaking them up over the 3 weeks. It's going to be four different shows, each week. So you'll experience, if you see Patas Arriba the first weekend, it will not be the same as the second or the third weekend. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting because I kept thinking about, like, it's really, you look at this and you want to see every one.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to figure out how you'll do that is really insane. You know,
yeah.
And it's like, it's sort of like,
well, you want to hear something funny, not funny, but which kind of made me crazy. The calendar, the schedule, setting that has been, and it's ever evolving because, you know, things happen. And we have some companies that are like, I actually can't make it on this day. We're going to be coming in a little bit later. So that means, whoa, like we have to reassemble and, you know, change the schedule and everything. But part of the scheduling is we have to ensure that all the companies that are coming in can see each other's work. So there's not only figuring out how it is that you're going to see all this or myself is going to see all this, but figuring out how is this company, what is that schedule going to look like with all of their performances, mm-hmm. Going to be able to see every single one of these pieces. Mm-hmm. So that's also a very important thing for Jose Luis, which he can speak more of, is about how the artists come together and how is that they exchange methodologies, creativity, discussion, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I'd really like to talk about that a little bit, Jose Luis, if you could chime in there, because one of the things I was just thinking about, the one play that I see a lot of plays, okay? So, mm-hmm. But one of them that I just saw recently was La Raison
Blindada.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Which just blew my mind. I had them come into the show, and it was just, but watching it was just, it was incredible. And I kept thinking about when I saw that they are one of the theater groups listed on who's going to be performing there. It's an incredibly important thing. And I wanted to, how did you choose all these things?
Well, I mean, like Celine said, we have a national committee. It's really important that, you know, being artists, sometimes people consider artists elitist or, and to me, it's we all create art in different ways or forms. So I like all type of theater, and I appreciate all type of theater in its different forms, especially when it has something to say, as you know. I'm very interested with people who want to tell something to the world. And so being that really, to me, that's a big part of it. And I love La Razón Blindada. When I saw it, when I seen it, and Wet, for example, the Dakar Journey, which is an amazing piece. I mean, the first action, because all of these plays are American, I mean, that in the United States, but they're talking about what's happening to the country right now, which is really, really important for us, especially for me and the company. And also, we have to talk about the form and the way people approaches the theater. That's very, very important, because in different communities, you need different theatrical language to give your thoughts and ideas. So that's part of what how you choose these works. That's really what we try to do. How can we offer the community the best theater that we can find out there, you know, for them to see and create an experience for them that is valuable to them, and that they begin to love the theater as their home, as a place where they understand is for them, with them, and talks about them, and at the same time, I love beautiful things and inspiring things and things that make me, and thoughtful things that make me think about society and about humanity. So that, and I want our communities to have the same feeling and the same sense about what the arts do in towards society, and how they're so important in relationship to our daily life. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about just purely entertainment. I'm not talking about art. You know, that yes, you get entertained, but also you get challenged, and sometimes you may get provoked, and sometimes you get inspired to do something with your community.
Yeah, so, yeah, definitely. Go ahead.
I wanted to say also that, you know, because we have a screening room in the theater now, like if it's not enough with the Encuentro and Santa Riva, we're having a series of cinema and music for 3 days. We show Chavela, the documentary about Chavela Vargas, and then we are doing an expo of short films in collaboration with NALIP, and these are Latin American films and American films, and it's a night of short films that we're going to have. And also we're doing a screening of Coco, the new Pixar movie about Day of the Dead. Mm-hmm. We're having a concert with Quetzal, and we're having a concert with
El Haru Caroy and Patricia Kraus from Spain. Mm-hmm. So that's our only international person who's coming. Yeah.
All right, we're going to have to wrap this up right now, though, because we could keep talking for another hour, but I got to move along because it is fun driving time. So Jose Luis, I want to thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Please go to the website, mm-hmm. www.thelatc.org. Buy your tickets now.
Okay. All right, man. All right, talk to you again soon. Now, Celine, I also want to ask you a question real quick, because it's sort of like, you're looking at all this, and you've pulled all this together. And basically, how are you going to do it? No, I'm just kidding. I was just going to pose that as a...
That's a whole other two-hour conversation.
Yes, sort of a joke. And actually, what I was going to do was actually ask you, and Jose Luis hit at it, because you also had all the other things that are involved here. Virtually every form of human playing, you know, in terms of theater and music and dance and everything mm-hmm. else, are going to be in this thing. And it's going to be an amazing setup. And so people really need to see it. And they can see it November 2nd through November 19th at the Los Angeles Theater Center, which is 514 South Spring Street. All right. That's 514 South Spring Street. And you can call 866-811-4111. That's 866-811-4111. Or go to www.thelatc.org. That's thelatc.org. And don't miss it. It looks like it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah.
Celine, thank you very much for joining
us
today.
Thank you so much, Michael.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and be right back, so stay tuned. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.